Okay, most likely this episode, whatever episode is, this episode is as much about semantics as anything. So ultimately, I want to talk about how come people don't turn on the power, don't actually cause anything. I mean, ultimately, you always cause, but you cause your misery, not what you wanted, okay? And why that is a problem is because causing is your access to power. So what is causing and what can you be causing? You can only cause things, states, actions that belong to you. You cannot cause another person, or you cannot cause rain, or you cannot cause the wind to stop. But you can cause yourself. Okay? And how do you cause? Well, you cause with words. That is the power of humans. That is the power that makes the Bible say that God created human to its own image or whatever the words are used, because God, according to this thought process, created the world with word. He didn't wave his arm and blow and did magic. No, he spoke things into existence. I'll say it again. Spoke things into existence. And that is the power that passed on to humans, or more precisely said, for an atheist like me, is that that humans created God to their own image. They can speak things into existence, but with one difference. So humans can speak into existence themselves. Okay, so with that done, I am going to look at what just happened this morning. So I have this one-on-one coaching or spotting program called the Hero Program. It's a social network site, but every conversation is private. So I set up a private area for every client, and they promise what they are going to accomplish, and then they post every day, and I make gentle corrections. Okay? It's really about correcting, not teaching. It's not a teaching modality. So anyway, so one of the people, and he wasn't the first, but this is the first time I really caught it. He says, "I listened to the DNA adjustment audio." And then he said, "I listened to the big bundle." And therein lies the problem. So if you say you listened, then that's what you did, listen. But all the energies that are downloaded as a result of the program playing are co-creative energies. Okay, this is going to be difficult. So let me actually read what I wrote. One second. Sometimes I get the right wording and then I fumble again. So let me read it. So if you say "I listen to," and put the name of the energy audio after that says the whole story, because what does the audio do? It sends a command to source to download an energy. When you say "I listen to it," it is clear that you are passive. Okay? When you cause, you're active. But if you are passive, you're not causing anything. You are waiting for something to happen to you. Okay? So you are maybe causing to listen, but you are not causing the energy. There is no co-creation. So the energy won't come down. It's that simple. When I ask you to use the DNA activation energy, I don't say listen to it. I never said listen to it. It is your interpretation. And if you just listen to it, the energy doesn't come down and it doesn't turn on your DNA adjustment. Okay? The same thing with the big bundle. The big bundle is a huge command downloading the healing energy, the energy that connects consciousness with what's going on so that it can change it. It connects the consciousness and the brain. That's how it does the healing. But if you are not downloading the big bundle consciously, then no healing will happen, okay? So this is very important. You are not going to get the results that you think you should or what you paid for because you are not causing it. You need to cause the energy to come down, not to listen. Causing to listen. Okay, cause to listen to some music. Yeah, because you don't have to be co-creative. You can just enjoy it. But energy audios are really different. Okay, so this is what I wanted to say in this audio. I hope it communicates, although I am not going to hold my breath.